This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, July 9th. God's word for you today is yield. Our scripture reading is taken from Ezekiel 18, verse 31 to 32. And it says, clean house, no more rebellions, please. Get a new heart, get a new spirit. Why would you choose to die, Israel? I take no pleasure in anyone's death. Decree of God the Master. Make a clean break. Leave. Remember, the starting point for Jacob was Genesis 28, verse 11 to 15, which says, when he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father, Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to west and to east, to the north and to the south. All the peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Jacob was already blessed, but he could not walk in it. God needed to bring him to the place where he would wrestle with God. God blesses and he breaks before he multiplies. You are blessed, but without the breaking, you cannot walk in the blessing. You cannot multiply. So, what should you do? Like Jacob, submit to God. You may be like Jacob, a manipulator, and you are honestly admitting it right now before God. Or perhaps for you, it may be something else, not manipulation. Listen, this is not about your fault. The good news is, it does not really matter. What matters is that God knows that underneath every Jacob is a prince. Underneath every Jacob is a princess. You may be seeing your fault, but God sees the prince, the princess. That is the good news. And the princes and the princesses are going to emerge in the mighty name of Jesus. By now, I am sure that you have realized that only Christ can make this change. Only God can move a man from being a supplanter to a prince. Today, God is calling forth the prince, the princess in you, and it is only Christ that can make this change happen. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That change can only happen in Christ. It took God for Jacob to see himself, and it took God for Jacob to be transformed. The ultimate goal of the crisis, the commitment, the confession, is to bring you to the conversion, face to face with God. It is time to take that step and explore your own transformation. Surrender to Him. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, you are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, this is what I pray. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.